investigation into former President Trump. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump calling the FBI search of his Florida Mar-a-Lago home dark times for our nation. Initial reports indicate a federal judge approved the warrant in an effort to find classified documents taken from the White House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi discussing the search on MSNBC.
You need a warrant. To have a warrant, you need justification. And that says that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
Many Republicans, including RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, criticizing the Justice Department and the FBI, with some calling for investigations.
I think most Americans right now are horrified. If this can happen to a former president of the United States, what can they do to an average American, especially with these 87,000 new IRS agents that they're unleashing on the American public? But this is unprecedented. It's deeply concerning.
FBI Director Christopher Wray was appointed by former President Trump. The White House says it had no prior knowledge of the search warrant before its execution yesterday morning. Federal health officials plan to alter the way monkeypox vaccines are injected to increase the drug's availability.
The alternate method would allow injections not into fatty tissue, but into the skin. It's called an intradermal shot and would only need one-fifth of a normal vaccine dose. The Department of Health and Human Services would have to issue a new emergency declaration to proceed with that course. The CDC says a bit more than a million vaccine doses are on hand. About three times that is needed to protect those at highest risk.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Tennis great Serena Williams says she will soon retire from the sport. Williams, who turns 41 next month, telling Vogue magazine she'll retire after the U.S. Open, which begins at the end of this month in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A convicted killer who helped lure 28 teenage boys to their deaths may be released from prison.
At least 28 teenaged boys and young men were abducted, tortured, and murdered in the early 70s in Houston, Texas. It was the worst such mass killing in the country at the time. Elmer Wayne Henley, who was a teenager himself, admitted that he'd personally killed six of the victims. He was convicted in 1974 and sentenced to six life prison sentences. Now, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles is considering a compassionate release for Henley, who's now 66. They can't provide specifics, but the guidelines for compassionate release require the inmate to be terminally ill or in need of long-term care. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A Navy jet that was swept overboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean Sea has finally been recovered.
Navy officials say the Super Hornet jet that was lost on July 8th, swept off the USS Harry S. Truman by unexpected heavy weather, will be on its way back to the U.S. soon. The FA-18E was assigned to Carrier Air Wing 1 and was recovered from a depth of about 9,500 feet, according to a statement. It goes on to say that the jet was taken to a nearby military base, but doesn't say how the plane was located or whether it was intact. While the statement did not give the exact location where the plane was found, the Truman had been sailing in the Ionian Sea off the coast of Italy the day before the jet was swept overboard. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Federal regulators are again taking a look at crashes involving Teslas. This time, the focus is a potential new hazard with the autopilot feature, whether it reliably stops for motorcycles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration sent teams to two fatal crashes last month in which Teslas collided with motorcycles on freeways in the dark. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.